This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Samuel Smith's India Ale, which is a Category 14A English IPA. So taking a look at it, it's a light amber orange color. The orange highlight is very nice, very traditional for English IPA. It's very clear. And it has a tall off-white head that's a little frothy. So, give that a 3. Smelling it, you get both malt and hops. The malt is a sort of a light caramel malt, like a low Lovibond crystal. And the hops are a little complex. They're earthy and floral and spicy. And they're moderate. I get medium-low esters. The malt has also a little bit of a toasty, bready quality to it, so certainly English character. The hops dominate the aroma, but the malt is secondary. And they aren't heavy aromatics. They have sort of a light character, which is very nice. Lets the floral quality and the light caramel quality interplay. I'm going to give it a 10 on aroma, tasting it. It has a initial maltiness that has a caramel quality and yields to a moderately high bitterness level. The hop flavor is floral and spicy and medium-high in intensity. The malt level seems moderate and is doing a good job supporting the hops. The beer finishes on the dry side. You get both malt and hops in the aftertaste. The bitterness tends to linger, which is good. I pick up a touch of diacetyl in the flavor. It's often mixed in with caramel. It often adds an enhancing quality as long as it's not over the top. And Samuel Smith's is sort of, it's like their house character, so I'm getting a little bit there. It's not really offensive. It just tends to enhance the toffee-like qualities of the malt. It does seem to be a fairly fresh beer. The flavors are not oxidized. You know, you're always looking for that when you get a beer that's bottled from England. So the flavor is pretty nice. It does a good job representing the English IPA style. It's showing English ingredients. It doesn't seem off. I'm going to give it a 17. So, check out the mouthfeel. Get a medium light body and a medium high carbonation. It's good to aid in the drinkability to have it be on the dry side, but not too heavy. Get a little bit of alcohol warmth, not too much. And I'm not getting any astringency or harshness, which is good in a highly hopped beer, something I always try to look for. So I'll give it a 5 for mouthfeel. So overall, it's a tasty beer. It has a nice clean bitterness with supporting malt, which is the kind of balance you're looking for. It's not a rip-your-lips-off kind of style like some of the American versions can be. You know, the English, you know, tend to be a scaled-up bitter. You know, it is a bitter beer, but it's not exceedingly bitter. I like the nice caramel malt character and the hop complexity. Both those really speak to it being English-style ingredients. So you always like when the indigenous ingredients are featured. The final thing I liked about the beer is the dry finish really adds to the crispness and drinkability. So I'll give that a 9. It's a good beer. good beer. So that totals up to a 44. And that's the Samuel Smith's India Ale, judged as a Category 14A English IPA.